Have you taken your Catholic vitamin today? I'm Cheryl Deco, president of Bezalel Books, here to remind you that not a day should go by without taking your Catholic vitamins. Deacon Tom and Dee have you covered from A through Z.
Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith, forget what lies behind, and press on toward the goal.
We've already won. Look at how far we've come. Let's fully embrace this change that has taken place.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, Tom.
We are here. And you know, your voice sounds pretty nice, don't you? Well, it does, Dee, because...
Did somebody tell you that?
Deacon Greg and Margie Doyle sent an email. It says, "Hi, Tom and Dee, I agree." This is Deacon Greg speaking. "Dee is lovely." Listen to that. "She has an endearing podcast voice and gives a sense of excitement about her ministry involvement." Well, compliments to you too, Tom. Congratulations on the ways in which you've been creative about serving the will of God in ministry. You and Dee and your ministries will continue to be in our prayers. Blessings, Margie and Greg.
Oh, how nice.
They were our guests for...
Vitamin D.
Vitamin D. And we thank them for coming on the show and thank you for the kind thoughts.
Did you pay him to say that?
No, no, but I think he likes your voice.
Thank you, Greg, Deacon Greg.
I had a thing from Kathleen Gillies, G-I-L-L-I-E-S, and she said, "Glad to find your website and to listen to your interview with Danielle Rose. I was just sending her I Thirst CD to friends heading off to college for these prayers and songs to keep us focused on hearing the voice of the Lord. Keep smiling from a place ripe for evangelization." And she means San Francisco, California.
Boy, is that ever.
We used to live in the San Francisco area, and it could use a bit of evangelization, which, coincidentally, Dee,
is our vitamin for today.
Yes. What show are we up to?
We are up to episode 91.
Isn't that great?
And this is Evangelization with our guest, Noelle Garcia McHugh.
Yes, she's known most popularly as Noelle Garcia, but she did find the love of her life, and she added his name to hers. So she's Noelle Garcia McHugh, but I hope you'll find her to be a delightful guest for us to share about evangelization. What else do we have to talk about?
Hey, a lot of people have been asking us if we are anywhere near the fires in Arizona, because that has been in the headlines for a couple weeks now.
We're not that close, although we did hear today that something a little closer was happening, but we've been saying that we're an hour and a half to 2 hours away from...
At least 2 hours away for those at the east, those in the east, and then there were some bad fires down south, too, which I don't know that they have that fully contained yet.
No, they don't.
And that, what was sad about that was that completely wiped out a beautiful shrine area down in southern Arizona. We'd been down there before.
Do you remember that it's built in the idea of Medjugorje?
Right.
The same sort of approach. Well, I'm
I
so sorry.
The outdoor Stations of the Crosses that was there.
Right, right. Speaking of the fires in Arizona, I was at a retreat at Franciscan University all last week. You know that, Dee. And maybe a few of our listeners also knew that. And when we were flying back, we were coming back in the late afternoon, early evening, and the pilot came on the intercom and announced, "If you look out the left side," which I was in a window seat on the left side and was able to look to the east, and you saw a tremendous rise of smoke, and it covered such a long distance. So sad to see that, for sure.
Right. And I hear there are just a zillion fires in Florida right now, too. I mean, they are so dry also.
Right.
Hey, I'm sort of hesitant to ask you about your retreat because I'm afraid that would take up the whole podcast.
Oh. Well, because I preached on it a couple of days ago. We had two bishops, maybe 150 priests, deacons, seminarians, maybe some more. It was just awesome. And the bishops were not there giving us the retreat. They were participating with us. One was Bishop Dumas from Haiti, and he brought some priests and one or two deacons and a seminarian with him. And we also had Bishop Holly, he was an auxiliary bishop from Washington, D.C. It was a holy, holy week. We had a wonderful retreat leader, Father Clement Machado, who, among other things, is an exorcist and a healing priest. He's stationed in Rome, and he was powerful to listen to. We also had one talk by Kimberly Hahn, and that was great. And I've got CDs and a DVD of a lot of the talks coming to us in a few weeks, so we'll be able to share those with some friends.
While you were gone, it wasn't truly uneventful here.
Uh-huh.
We had a sick dog.
Oh, Holly was sick?
She was very sick. I had to take her to the vet and had to put her on antibiotic. Really didn't know. She had me up all night one night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's better now, though.
A little better, yeah.
Yeah, since the antibiotic has kicked in, she's much better.
Good. And then we went to the post office, you and I, today, and we mailed off some T-shirts.
Three or four T-shirts, yes. And I wanted to say that...
Let's start from the beginning. For anybody that's listening that hasn't been around earlier podcasts, what's this about?
We had a friend of our daughter's made up a bunch of T-shirts for us. He was trying to see if he could duplicate our logo, our Catholic Vitamins logo on the T-shirt. And so he made up all these different T-shirts that he was trying out, different sizes. And he gave us a whole bunch. They weren't the final version that we would like because he couldn't quite get the vitamin bottle spilling out the vitamins part of the logo. He couldn't quite get that. But he gave us the shirts anyhow. And so we didn't know what else to do with them but offer them, give them away. And so we've had several people write in, say they would like to have one, gave us their sizes. And I just thought, before we publicize this anymore, that we only have a few left.
Okay.
And I thought I'd just say that we have one medium, two that are...
extra large.
Two extra large.
Okay.
And we have one ladies large and one ladies extra large.
I put my Catholic Vitamins T-shirt on one day at Franciscan University, and I was in the cafeteria, and somehow this came up about our podcast, and I stood up and opened the shirt up that I had and was showing them my T-shirt. A couple people got a big kick out of that. So thank you to our daughter Mary's friend for sampling some Catholic Vitamins T-shirts, and if you fit any one of the sizes that Dee just gave us, you didn't say whether those were men. Are those men?
Well, that I'm a little confused about that one medium because it looks like it's a man's shirt,
uh-huh.
But yet it also looks like it could be a woman's medium. So I'm just the ones that do say ladies on the label are tailored more
like a
lady's shirt. The this one medium that is floating around out there is just like a regular T-shirt in medium.
And we did say in earlier shows that these run a little small as to size. So if you're a man and perhaps a little slight of build, this medium may work for you. And we would be happy to send one at no charge. These are not fundraising things. These are little gifts from Catholic Vitamins.
We actually mailed one to Italy today.
Yeah, we did. Joe, if you hear this podcast before the mail arrives, you'll know what that's about. Our dear friend in Italy.
Yeah. And speaking of our daughter, Mary, as we were, about her friend who made the T-shirts, but Mary is right now, as we speak, in Haiti with a mission group from her church in Missouri.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just asking for everybody who hears this podcast to just stop for a minute and say a prayer for that group, for their safety and for the work, the good work that they're doing there. They're helping to rebuild a church.
And that's a part of evangelization, which is what
exactly.
Our show is about. We thank you for coming on this podcast ride with us. And we have lots of our regular features. And we have Noel Garcia, who will join us in a little while. We'll be back.
Holy Spirit, come to me. Bring your wisdom that I can see. can speak. The hand of God in all I do, the hand of God who strengthens me, the hand of God who lights my way and leads me on and leads me up. Holy Spirit.
Hi, this is Denise Bossert with a message on vitamin E from Catholic by Grace. Without a doubt, you know someone who is ready and just needs a little nudge. Chances are, you sit by him almost every week at Mass. Chances are you work with her, and your conversations have turned to the topic of faith now and then. Maybe you even kiss this person goodnight and call the same four walls home. There is a strong possibility that you know someone who is not yet Catholic, but someone who is curious about the Catholic Church. Moreover, you may be the only link between Mother Church and that person's full communion with our Lord Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. Why is it so easy for us to invite a friend shopping, encourage a coworker to try a new coffee shop, or persuade our spouse to get a membership at the local gym? But the idea of inviting that same person to look into RCIA classes just makes us break out into a cold sweat. Our beloved church has made it so easy for us to help the seekers discover the joy of reconciliation. Our beautiful church has made it possible for us to just point a finger in the right direction. We don't have to have all the answers. We don't even have to be a saint to help a little lost lamb back into the fold. We have only to love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the church he established. We have only to cling to this firm foundation and say, "There she is, my friend, the fullness of the faith, Mother Church, home, peace and joy. I'll walk with you every mile of the journey. I'll hold your hand. I'll find the answers when you have questions, and I'll pray for you. Man, oh man, will I pray for you." There is an old saying that most of us learned when we were honing our typing skills. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. I have no idea where the line originated, but it keeps coming back to me when I think about the new evangelization. Now is the time for you to speak up. Now is the time for you to be an instrument of peace, unity, and reconciliation. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of the one God has placed on your heart right now.
Well, here we are, dear friends, talking about evangelization, the Catholic vitamin for this show. And good golly, Miss Molly, has Denise ever nailed it? Evangelization opportunities are as close as the Safeway store clerk that you smile at every week, or a coworker, or maybe someone that you are in the same house with. So there's the challenge for us all today in this show. We'll have more thoughts on evangelization when we bring up our guest. But right now, let's listen to Teresa Doyle Nelson.
Hi, this is Teresa Doyle Nelson, keeper of the blog BibleSaints.blogspot.com. My Saints and Scriptures segment for vitamin E is Ezra. St. Ezra was somewhat of an Old Testament evangelizer. This ancient saint lived during the Babylonian exile, the time when the people of Judah were forced to live in Babylonia for a time. It was about 500 years before the birth of Christ. However, St. Ezra's work for the Lord came as this time of captivity was drawing to a close, when slowly but surely, group by group, the Judahites left Babylonia and returned to Jerusalem. Ezra was one of the later groups who trekked back to the holy city, and so many had already made some progress in resettling before his arrival. Ezra was saddened, however, to see that many of the already returned Judahites seemed to be drifting away from their religious heritage. Saint Ezra, a priest and a scribe, had brought with him a copy of the Law of Moses. One day, the returned exiles assembled together, and Ezra stood upon a wooden platform before them and began to read from the scroll containing the Law of Moses. Listening to Ezra read tore at the hearts of the people. The holy words forced them to realize how they had become negligent in their devotion to the Lord. They began to weep bitterly. But Ezra, pleased to see that the returned exiles had been affected by the scripture reading, encouraged them to rejoice instead. St. Ezra's feast day is July 13th. Consider marking your calendar, and then, on the feast of St. Ezra, try to make some special time to open up your Bibles and read a handful of verses as a way to know and understand the Lord better, just as Ezra prompted the returned exiles to do. Do not be saddened this day, for rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength. Quote of St. Ezra, found in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 10. Much peace and goodness on your day.
Well, Teresa, I have your book, More Saints of the Bible, open here in front of me. And it's open to July 13th, where St. Ezra is talked about, that you wrote about in your book. And what a perfect accompaniment to the topic of evangelization. Someone who speaks to the heart or the needs or the challenge to be given to others. And he encouraged his people, and he's a patron of new beginnings, dear folks. A great idea for considering evangelization in our lives and sharing our faith with others. So here we are, ready now for our time with our guest, Noelle Garcia, and we'll be back with her in just a moment. Our guest today on Catholic Vitamins is Noelle Garcia. She's a composer, a singer, and an evangelist for our faith. Noelle, welcome to Catholic Vitamins.
Thank you, Deacon Tom.
Well, you know, because we have hustled to make this happen, that we didn't get a lot of chance to do setup work for our interview. I've done a little bit of work to learn about your recent years, but for those who will be new to you and new to your ministry, why don't we start at the beginning, and would you tell us about young Noelle? There was a time when she was a young little girl.
Sure. It seems like a long time ago now that I'm married and with my second child on the way, but I grew up in a Catholic family, very devout. We went to Mass. My parents taught me how to pray the rosary. But then once I hit about adolescence, I really struggled with a lot of issues of self-esteem and questioning whether God loved me or not. If you've ever seen a picture of Ugly Betty, I looked just like her. Aww. I had the full set of braces. I was very overweight. I had terrible acne. And I really thought, you know, God, why would you make me like this? If there is a God out there who supposedly loves me, why would you make me so unlovable? And because I didn't love myself, I questioned a lot. Does God love me? And if he did love me, he wouldn't make me suffer in this way where I felt isolated and I felt lonely and depressed. And I very much struggled. I didn't want to go to church. I did. It was not a negotiation with my parents to go to Mass. You know, it was one of those things, if you live in our house, you're going to church with us. And so for probably the years between about 13 to 15 and 16, I really struggled with this doubt and this lack of love for myself and rejecting God's love because I didn't believe that he loved me. And then when I was towards the end of my 15th year, I went on a retreat led by Radix and Doug Fields.
Yes.
Or not Doug Fields, Doug Berry. Yes. Doug Fields was the Protestant guy. We can patch that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when I was towards the end of my 15th year, I went on a retreat with Radix, led by Doug Berry. And he went through a modern Passion of the Christ, a one-man modern Passion of the Christ. And while he was in the agony of the garden scene, he said, you know, Father, I offer this sacrifice to you for, you know, those who don't love themselves and those who don't know your love. And those hit me exactly what I needed to hear when I needed to hear it. And this wall that I had built up literally crumbled. And I was a basket case. I just bawled my eyes out, and we had adoration. It was the first time I had ever experienced adoration. And for the first time in my life, even though I'd been told, you know, that God loves me ever since I was a little kid, I knew that love. I felt it, and it was as real to me as if Jesus was standing right in front of me and looking me in the eyes and saying, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And that set my life on a totally different direction than I think I would have gone if I continued the path that I was on.
Before we leave your childhood, I'm liking where you're taking us in this, but did you have any siblings? And
Sure. Yep, I am the oldest of six kids, and three are adopted, and three, including myself, are biological. That was something that really I appreciated about my parents, is that they took these kids who had no home, and they brought them in, and they are our family. I hardly ever think of them as adopted. They're my siblings.
Mm-hmm. Just, okay, you know, so you had, in a sense, you had evangelists in the home as you were growing up. You encountered an evangelist in this agony in the garden lesson that you were hearing, and it really touched your heart. Mm-hmm. And maybe the only thing I would ask is, where was music during the early years and during your teen years?
Music, I started playing piano when I was 10 years old. I started taking piano lessons. And I started because one of my good friends played piano, and she just was outstanding. And I wanted to be able to play as well as her. So it initially started as, she is amazing. I would like to do this just like her. So I started piano at about 10. And then after I had my conversion experience, at around 15, I was asked to join a praise and worship band. And this praise and worship band played for the first ever Youth 2000 in Memphis. I believe it was 1999. And I just played piano, and I was horrible, but they let me stay in the band. And they just really encouraged me. Every member just really encouraged me to keep practicing and to learn. But I didn't sing. I started singing when I was 16. Somebody in the band heard me singing a song, and they said, you really need to sing. But again, when I first started, I just had no experience, and I was very, just horrible. And in fact, my dad said to me, he said, you know, honey, maybe you should just stick to piano.
He
was just very honest, but I am a very competitive person by nature, and I said, well, if he says I can't do it, then I'm going to do it.
There you go.
And so I took singing lessons for a little while, and I just continued to take every opportunity to do music for the church. I played in this praise and worship band, then I started my own praise and worship band, and we played around the Diocese of Memphis, just different youth groups and masses and parish concerts, and I've just continued on that road ever since then, just in different capacities as God has led me. And now I'm a music director, and then I've also signed with World Library Publications.
Oh, great, great. We'll come to your music. We've already played one before our interview started, and I'll talk about that in a second. So you did say a few minutes ago that your married and you have one child and one in on the way. How long have you been married? And tell us about your husband.
I've been married for almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years in August to a very holy, wonderful man, and his name is David McHugh. Mm-hmm. He is currently the coordinator of youth ministry for St. Patrick Church in Portland, Michigan.
Oh, yes.
And so he works for the Diocese of Grand Rapids, and I'm in the Diocese of Lansing, so we're in neighboring dioceses. And we married in August a year and a half ago, and then we found out a couple months later that we were expecting our first child, and his name is Damien, after St. Damien of Molokai. And he's absolutely fantastic, but he's 11 months old, and so our babies were going to be very close together, and we hope that they're good friends.
Yeah. I've seen Damien's. I've seen Damien's picture. He is a sweetheart.
He is really sweet.
I've told a couple other guests on Catholic Vitamins that every interview comes with 20 hours of free babysitting from my wife and I. So,
Hey, we'll take you up on that.
All right.
He just started crawling, so you might have to chase him.
Our topic today on Catholic Vitamins is evangelization. And, you know, we evangelize in many ways. First of all, let's just start from your viewpoint of what evangelization means and then how you believe you're called to do it.
Evangelization, I used to think of it as this, you know, big word involving big ministry, big plans, big just personality. And, you know, people that would literally go out, knock on the doors, you know, your stereotypical idea of an evangelist, preaching and that kind of thing. But as I've come to do ministry, as I've worked with teens, I realize more and more that evangelization is a call that we all have. And it's a responsibility not on a Sunday or not a planned event, but every single person that we encounter can have a moment for an opportunity for evangelization. And that simply, to me, by living our faith, by not being afraid to proclaim the name of Christ, by not being afraid to love somebody, to forgive somebody, and to really put ourselves out there to represent God's love. And people, you know, I think that as we go through Scripture, we see constantly Jesus loves people first. Then he challenges them to correct their ways. But he talks to them, even when the apostles say, you know, hey, wait, that's a Samaritan woman. You shouldn't be talking to her. He reaches out, and that is transformative. And that's something that I think, you know, we as Catholics and we as Christians, sometimes we can get caught up in ourselves and in our own little bubbles and think, you know, the world is bad and people that don't believe in God are bad. But that's not at all the message of the gospel. And God says, you know, to go out there and to spread the good news, not by going out there and reading the Bible and thumping people over the heads, but by loving them and by letting that love be transformative. So that's what I believe that evangelization is. That whether you're in ministry like my husband and myself, or whether you are working an office job, by just living out the values and the virtues of our faith, people notice those things.
Awesome.
And it can cause, yeah. So.
All right. We're going to talk in just a second about three of your pieces of music. We played one, and that was called Hand of God. But what I wanted to bring up in my question now is, it really seems to me from the music that you've written that you are evangelizing by the message and the music that you present to people. You are, in a sense, St. Paul set to music. You know, and I don't know if you would say that you're exclusively oriented towards young people. Have you done World Youth Days? I guess you have, haven't you?
Yep, I did World Youth Day in Australia a couple years ago.
Awesome, awesome. Have you done any of the Steubenville youth events in the United States?
I have not been a part of the conference, but I've religiously taken groups there.
Oh, wonderful.
And yeah. I am, I've done some things with Bob Rice and Steve Angrisano, so.
Bob Rice.
Sort of indirectly.
Bob Rice plays for the music, the liturgies, and our praise and worship sessions at Franciscan University. I'm leaving Sunday to fly to Pittsburgh, and then to, you know, take a car over to Steubenville, Ohio, and I'll be there for a week. It's always just such an awesome uplift to my faith. And last year, I think it was last year or maybe the year before, I met a priest who had been ordained for 60-some hours, and he had a powerful adoration experience at one of the Steubenville youth events, and that led to him changing an admittedly very sinful life that he was living to becoming an on-fire Catholic, and then eventually to becoming a priest. And we interviewed him, and he was our first guest ever on Catholic Vitamins.
Wow.
Yeah, just beautiful. That's well, awesome. To talk about your music for a bit, I just love your work. You provided us with three songs. We talked about Hand of God, a beautiful, gentle song about using the gifts of the Holy Spirit in our everyday life. And you just talked about that as part of your view on evangelization. The next of your songs that I'd like to play, and we'll take a break here in a second and play it, is another song called Let Go. Would you share with us a little bit what's behind that song?
Mm-hmm. That song I wrote because I had, I'd had my powerful conversion experience as a young teen. And then when I was in college, I ended up, it's a little bit of a long story, but I ended up getting into a relationship with somebody that I had no business being in a relationship with. He was a bass player in a rock band, though, and I just thought he was so cool. And I ended up choosing him in so many ways over my faith and over Christ, and it became a very physical relationship right away. And he ended up cheating on me. And because I had kind of split my life in two, I was still going to church. I still knew that I needed to be there, but I was also living this other life at the same time. I was just such a hypocrite. And when he broke up with me, I spent that entire night, or I ended up breaking up with him actually, but he cheated on me. But I spent the entire night just crying my eyes out thinking, I'm so sorry, Lord. You know, you've done so many wonderful things in my life, and look what I've done to repay you. And I ended up going to confession the very next morning. I stayed up the entire night crying, and then I went to Saturday morning Mass, and I grabbed the priest right after Mass, and I've never done this before, and I said, would you please, please hear my confession right now? It's very important. And the priest said, yeah, you know, I will, you know, give me a second. So he finished cleaning up, and he came over to me and heard my confession. And I said to him, you know, how can God forgive me? I've done so many bad things, and I've been such a hypocrite, and I've still gone to Mass and received communion while, you know, I'm doing these other things with this guy, and, I've been living two separate lives, basically. And he looked at me, and he said, what you're saying is, if God cannot forgive your sins, then he has to do something more than to die on the cross. That his crucifixion, his suffering and death on the cross was not enough. He's going to have to do something more because your sins are too great. And when he put it in that perspective, I thought, wow, you know, God's grace is so awesome, and it's a gift, and we have to accept it, and his sacrifice is enough on the cross. And so that's what the refrain really speaks to when I say, I'm not saying your sacrifice wasn't enough, but I need you to help me let go.
Oh, well, so. You're making me very tender. Gosh, it's so beautiful. Oh, all right, let's take a moment and we'll listen to Noel Garcia and Let Go.
Take away my passion for the endless mercy you offer. In this refusal to let go, I have laid a tighter hold on chains that tie my hands. It's hard to see it's not your reprimand.
That was Noel Garcia's most beautiful song, Let Go. And at the end of our show, we have an upbeat Noel Garcia with her song entitled Set the World on Fire, which is really what evangelization is about. Noel, I know that you are getting ready to set out soon on a multi-state tour. Your program is called All In Tour, and I think you're going to four states. Would you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, it originally started that I was going to be going down to Texas to visit some family, and that ended up getting canceled, but I had a concert on the way in Memphis. So we said, well, let's keep the concert in Memphis, and we'll just go down, and then we'll come back. But then we heard about all the terrible flooding that was going on, and I used to live in Memphis, so I was following this really closely, and even seeing pictures that friends were putting up on Facebook of places that I used to go and places that I used to jog, and all this kind of stuff were just flooded. You know, you couldn't even see the roads and the trails, and so many people were displaced. So we said, well, maybe we can go down and raise some money. And then we heard about all the tornadoes in Joplin and the tornadoes in Alabama. We said, you know, maybe God's calling us to do something more. So my husband and I, we decided, let's go on tour to help raise money. You know, we're not going to accept any compensation, but let's just go in wherever we play, no matter where it is, whether it's a church or a business or a rest area. Let's try to raise money for these storm victims and pray for them and you know, that kind of thing. So we set it up, and we talked to our band, and I really didn't know if our band would want to come with us because everybody's got day jobs, and they would have to take vacation time. And they were immediately all in. That was the phrase that kept coming up. Yeah, we're all in. So that's where we got the name for All In Tour and then All In Ministry, is we're totally invested in this. We're invested time, you know, financially in our faith. We're bringing my whole family. So, you know, my husband and I and our 11-month-old son, we're all going, and we're going to just go and play music and spread the love of God and try to raise money for these victims.
Traveling to spread the gospel, huh?
Exactly. We're taking the gospel call literally. And it was funny because U-Haul actually donated a trailer for us to use for the whole week. And one of our band members said, you know, I wonder if back in the day, if U-Haul would have donated a donkey cart to St. Paul.
Oh, wow.
Well, maybe they would. You just never know. So God is very much asking us to walk on water. We don't know. There's a lot of unknowns. We don't know how much it's going to cost us in the end. We don't know how much money we'll be able to raise. You know, we don't know some of the places that we'll be playing along the way. But He has just confirmed for us in so many ways that this is what we're supposed to be doing. So we give it over to Him.
Praise God. Have you got anything booked yet? Any set appearances along the four states?
We do. We'll be in Illinois at St. Catherine Drexel in the Diocese of Springfield a week from today, Friday the, 17th. Then we'll be at St. Ann Bartlett, Tennessee on the 19th. And we'll be in Memphis for the 20th through the 22nd as well. And we're playing for a couple Catholic bookstores. And then also we're going to visit the Missionary Sisters of Charity, who run a camp for kids in the projects and immigrant families for kids that are from the ages of 5 to 10. And we're just going to go and be with them and play music for them. And then we'll be headed towards Alabama. And Alabama, we're still working out trying to find a good location to have a concert. And then Friday we'll be in Missouri. And again, we're still looking to pick a good location for a concert.
And we probably will not get this show up and on the internet in time to be a support for the schedule you've just outlined. Is there any way that if anyone feels moved in the heart to support what you're doing, that they can send a donation to a P.O. box that you have or to your church or something that you can help us with?
Sure. If they just visit my website at allinministry.com, All In Ministries is somebody else, so make sure that it's singular, allinministry.com, then we can provide any information with where to send donations. Because one thing that we are trying to make sure of is that the donations get to the either Catholic Charities or Red Cross, which are in the cities that were affected by the storms. So that
okay.
we make sure that the money is going right to the areas that were affected.
So your website, your main website is allinministry.com?
Yep.
Okay. And I have done a little bit of work. I know you're on a couple other venues. Would you tell us about Facebook, Twitter, and any place else you'd like to mention?
Sure. We're not on Twitter, but you can find us on Facebook. In Facebook, you can find me, Noelle Garcia, and you can also find the page for our band and for our tour, which is All in Ministry.
Noelle, before we come to a close, who have been big factors or who has been a big factor in your life journey so far?
Well, definitely my parents, who have been supportive for everything that I've done, even, you know, knowing that that taking a ministry job is very risky, and maybe they wouldn't have necessarily chosen that for their their daughter. But they've been extremely supportive. John Angotti was somebody who really mentored me and helped me in the Catholic music world to get my songs in my ministry known. And definitely my husband, he leads me to holiness every single day. He's just a fantastic, fantastic guy.
I have already told you before we started recording about my deep affection for ladies who are expecting and for infants in the womb, but I also have done a lot of work as a deacon in pre-marriage work and in actually marrying couples. We lived in Estes Park, Colorado, a beautiful resort town, and we had a lot of people come in for weddings there, and I worked with them ahead of time to prepare them for marriage. I'm only mentioning Colorado to ask if you attended the World Youth Day in Denver.
I lived there at the time, and we were going to go, but the morning that we were supposed to go, everybody got the stomach flu.
Oh.
So I was there in Colorado, in Denver, but I didn't get to go to the festivities because my entire family came down with the stomach flu.
Oh. Well, it was powerful, and we still hear of the fruits of the Pope's appearance and participation in World Youth Day in Denver, and the Archdiocese of Denver is on fire, and that's where I took my deacon formation, and I was ordained by Archbishop Chaput, a wonderful bishop.
Wow. Well, my sister lives there now in Colorado, and we're going to go visit her over the 4th of July weekend. So she tells me all about her parish. She just loves it. She can't wait for us to come to Mass there. And I've heard that Colorado is on fire for the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Any closing thoughts on evangelization?
Just, you know, my encouraging word to everybody is just live your faith, you know, be a loving person. And just like St. Catherine of Siena says, you know, when you are who you are called to be, you will set the world ablaze.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Noelle Garcia, we thank you for coming on Catholic Vitamins. I have worked with many people during the couple years that we've been doing this. And I was trying to say to you before we got started that you've just been so gentle and sweet about doing this interview. And I just want you to know we'll have you in our prayers as you travel and prayers for your ministry. And I would ask you to do the same for us.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Special thanks to Noelle Garcia for being our guest on Catholic Vitamins. I enjoyed our time with her, and I'm going to enjoy listening to this, dear Dee.
I like her name.
Yes. When we take off on our trip, we haven't told anybody about taking off on a trip, have we? We're going to go to Colorado, to our old parish, our old community, Estes Park, and we're taking two other couples with us.
We're taking good Arizona friends along up to show them the beauty of Colorado.
Yep. And I'll again listen to our time with our guest and our other regulars. Speaking of one regular and one new person, I had an email from Brenda Farber who congratulated me on my anniversary as a deacon and also congratulated me on the fourth degree knight designation that I took part in recently just before I went on retreat. And third, nice vitaminate on fear from Catherine Doherty's great book. You always pick those things, and we've had comments on those before. Brenda Farber also guest evangelization, so her name is in one of your baskets. Mm-hmm. And evangelizing is something I think Catholics are not accustomed to, says Brenda, as much as our Protestant counterparts, but I think we're becoming more comfortable with the idea and doing better at it. And this is certainly one way. And then, you know, participating in things in the community which carry the Catholic name. Our knights here in our parish are very active with Special Olympics and other things. They do a Tootsie Roll Drive. So, yeah, there's lots of ways yet for us to evangelize.
I have a short one here from Denise Bossert. I always wonder if I'm saying her name right.
Well, I started pronouncing it Bossert. It is Bossert.
I always say it wrong. Sorry, Denise. Blessings on all those who take their Catholic vitamins, and blessings on all those who don't even have the bottle in their medicine
cabinet. There you go. Amen. A need for evangelization. You got it, Denise.
And Dawn Marie Roeder, she was a previous interview guest. I hope you are doing well and enjoying your time of ministry in Steubenville. She sent this in, obviously, while you were on retreat. And she wanted to let us know that the new edition of her book went into publication.
Ah, great, great. This book I have started before I left on retreat, Dawn Marie's book, It Doesn't End Here. And I recommend the book highly. And we have two books that Dawn Marie has offered our listeners. And so we're promoting the fact that they're free books signed by the author. And if you'd like one, send your name in to catholicvitamins@gmail.com.
All right. I already have a few names in the basket, but we're not going to draw for that until after we come back from our trip. So our next podcast.
And our feedback number is 206-350-3789. Just say Dawn Marie's book and leave some contact information, and we'll get back with you if we pull your name. Well, I said before that we had an email from a regular, Brenda Farber. We have an email from a new listener to us, Allison Leitner Ziegler. Hi, Deacon Tom and Dee. I just wanted to drop you a note and tell you how much I've been enjoying your podcast. I just listened to Vitamin D Dependence, and it reminded me how much I need to work on allowing myself to trust that God sees the big picture better than me and allowing God to be in charge. She goes on for quite a while longer. It was good to hear from you. And we had another very touching email from someone about the Dependence show. And that person had a family member who was struggling with dependence on prescription drugs. If you didn't hear that Catholic Vitamins, we invite you to go back because it was a great show made great by our guest, Deacon Greg Doyle, the father of Teresa Doyle Nelson. And then Jennifer Caiezo from Florida said a new comment on the post-Catholic Vitamin D Dependence. Great resource, Deacon Tom. Thanks for sharing. Always thinking of you and Dee.
And she sent us e-hugs.
Yes, I like that. I like that. I'm hoping to meet her when we go back to Florida and visit our old parish there in Ocala, Florida sometime. Not during the summer.
No.
All right. Well, up next is Justin Stroh. And then we'll be back to close out our show.
Welcome to this new evangelization. This is Catholic musician and speaker Justin Stroh. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. This is a greeting that the Church uses in our liturgy that comes from 2 Corinthians. I love this greeting, for it claims that Jesus Christ is Lord and that the love between the Father and the Son is the love that transforms all of our hearts, which is why the Church wishes that we all be in this fellowship, the fellowship of God the Father and God the Son, who is the Holy Spirit. Notice that the Church is calling us to acclaim Christ as the Lord. And do I proclaim him as Lord? Do I proclaim his lordship in all of my relationships? That he is the Lord who is slow to anger, rich in kindness and fidelity. He is rich in fidelity, where we lack fidelity. Maybe we lack fidelity in our Catholic faith. Certainly all of us lack fidelity in our relationship with Jesus Christ, who is the great intercessor on high before the Father. This intercessor, Jesus Christ, foreshadowed by Moses on Mount Sinai, who calls to the Lord and says, Lord, come and walk beside me, with me, with these people, these stiff-necked people that you have me in charge of. How am I an intercessor? As an evangelist, do I intercede for those that I am called to proclaim the gospel to? Or am I constantly passing judgment upon those I meet, those that I work with, those in my parish who I think do not do enough, my priest, my spouse, my children? Am I passing judgment on them? Glory and praise forever, forever is supposed to be glory and praise, not judgment. Blessed are you, Lord, who look into the depths from your throne upon the cherubim. God, in his glory, looks into us, into the depths of us, understands all of the reasons why we sin, and is slow to anger and rich in mercy. May we receive this great grace from him. And encourage one another. Agree to live in peace with one another. Agree. You gotta agree first, and then to live in peace. This all requires faith. A faith, in other words, a step toward God. Not to condemn the world, but to have faith that the Lord our God intends for us to give our lives along with him, who did not spare his only son, but so loved the world that he gave him.
Proclaim Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God.
Our guest contributor, as often as we are given the gift of his teaching and cheering us on, Justin Stroh, cheering us on to evangelization, our topic for this show, our Catholic vitamin. Good to have him with us. I just want to remind you, although we just talked about it just moments ago, about Don Marie Roeder's book, It Does Not End Here, and it's about her tragic loss of her son. I believe he was 2 years of age, and she's a great writer. I really enjoyed the beginning of the book, and I just hope you'll send in for a free copy. Well, Dee, we've got a few things to do. Oh, I want to say that when we close out, we're going to close out with the final song from our guest, Noelle Garcia. She was a sweetheart. You didn't get to talk to her that day. You weren't here.
Right.
I would really like to meet her in person. I really would. At any rate, Noelle Garcia and a great song for evangelization called Set the World on Fire.
We have a Vitus Gravel winner.
How about if we do something different? How about if I shake the basket this time and you pull?
Okay.
You ready?
Shake. All right, here I go. Allison
Ziegler, our new listener. All right, well, thanks for, thank you for joining Catholic Vitamins family, and we hope you're with us often. And our usual approach is to send out a sweet treat and something a little more substantial, and we'll have to get your mailing information. We'll do that. Unless she gave it, did she give it to us? I don't remember.
I'll have to look back. I don't remember.
Okay. We'll get your mailing information and get something on the way, but not until we come back from our trip. Right?
Exactly.
We don't
have any time, too much time left to
do any
extra stuff other than get our suitcases packed.
Are you going to pack the rest of my suitcase for me?
I'm going to check it out and see what kind of a job you did.
You got to get an alb in there and my stole.
That's
and
right.
I'm going to be participating in masses up there.
Right. So I want to see what kind of a job you did already.
All right.
I'm surprised you didn't ask me. You always ask me to pack it for you.
Well, you were busy. Let me see. You were doing Scrabble on there.
Oh, shush.
All right.
All right. Bite of Scrabble for next time.
Okay.
Vitamin F. Ends in Y.
Okay.
8 letters.
All right. For a new listener, take a guess at what the vitamin is. We did evangelization this time. The next one is an F vitamin. Starts with F, ends with Y, and there are 8 letters. And just send in a guess or call in a guess, and we'll put your name into a basket and pull a name just like Dee.
Might be lucky, just like Allison was.
Yep. All right. I think you've got a vitamin.
I have a vitamin. Kind of goes along with our evangelization vitamin today. Scripture says that we will have to give an account for every word we speak. Perhaps we may also have to render an account for the words that we have not spoken and should have.
Amen.
And this came out of Catherine Doherty's book titled Pustinia.
Pustinia, meaning desert.
Yes.
And we just encourage you to find out more about Madonna House and about Catherine Doherty, servant of God, Catherine Doherty.
I just had a thought.
Yes.
You know, I listen to American Catholic Radio.
I do, too.
As do you.
Uh-huh.
And when they do their minute meditations on there, they have some nice music playing in the background. Do you think you could play some music while I'm doing my vitamin?
You don't mean me to play. You mean to find some nice minutes.
Yes. Yeah.
They really have some good music on that show.
They really do.
All right. Well, we'll look around and keep that in mind. Or maybe one of our talented listeners can send in some background music for...
I think it's time for us to get out of here. Your voice is giving out.
All right. Blessings, everyone.
Bye.
Finally, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And we'll see you next time on Catholic Vitamins.
Scraps or pieces of his heart, he gave it all. He gave it all for me. We will set the world on fire. We will set the world on fire. We won't stop till every heart is burning. We won't stop till every heart is burning with your love. The Lord has set my heart for him to raise. Total consuming flame. All I want to do is look for him in everyone, in everyone.